Big doll, little doll.
Juddy's Dumbass Podcast.
Ooh, we wasted.
There you go. Yeah, so I'm Johnny.
Dozer.
Bill.
What do they call you?
I'm Bill.
What do they call you?
Bill.
The human fist.
I'm the beaver commander.
Shut
question
up.
Mark?
Yeah, right.
Question mark? Maybe?
You command that shit.
I could?
He dams.
If you let me?
No, beavers do. They dam things. Bill.
My beard keeps hitting the mic. I gotta, like, put it somewhere better. Is that better, Johnny?
Yeah, that's fine.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Am I there? Am I around?
You're right here.
What?
You're right here.
Where am I? Where am I? I'm scared.
So we've got three beers in front of us.
Yeah, beer. Woo! Love it.
Let's
and we got
some.
Jaeger, too.
Yeah,
we got Jaeger, too. Don't forget about Jaeger.
We're going to go the opposite way of what he has them listed on this note card for me.
Yeah, whatever.
Thank you, Dal.
We're going to try some Rise Against the Grain
which
from
is
Aftermath Brewing, which is Aaron and Jason Dahl's brewing company.
Yeah.
It's the dark one.
I assume it's off the alternative band Rise Against.
Yeah, it's a German Roggenbier. I don't know if I said that right. It's 5.5%.
It's weak.
It is weak.
King Peach, please.
Cheers. All around.
Smells
cheers.
Good. Smells good.
Cheers all around.
I don't want to cheers you guys.
That's not nice.
You.
Ooh.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah, it is.
It's smooth. It doesn't taste like you'd expect someone making beer in their kitchen to make.
No, not at all. It's super smooth.
Tastes professional.
I expect it to be more hoppy, to be honest with you. Like, more, like, have a bite on it.
I think the next one, the
especially for being a dark lager.
Yeah.
Being a dark lager, I thought it would have a bite to it, but it's actually really smooth.
It's a Roggenbier. It's not a lager.
Well, Roggenbier lager somewhat rhymes, so deal with it.
Sorry. I personally think it tastes like water.
Yeah. Wow, well played, sir. I like your beer. I like your beer, buddy. It's good shit.
Make a real man's beer. That's all I gotta say to them.
A real...
Jesus!
What do you drink?
Gasoline. Gasoline.
This is good, though. I like it.
This is good. I love it. Sorry, going.
I think he needs to add
hold on,
some,
Dal.
Some more hops.
Well, I did talk to him today, and he said he's working on an IPA, so he did have more hops.
That's what I'm talking about.
He said, actually, it's going to be done this week, so.
Nice. He's going to have to come out and join us for the next podcast.
That's what I'm saying.
We should do a beer tasting every podcast.
Gentlemen's clap.
Always start the podcast.
Gentlemen's clap.
Oh, jeez.
That was really our balls flapping.
Oh, no. Whoa.
We're all back-to-back right now.
Yeah, right. Welcome to fifth grade. Ladies and gentlemen. Seriously, that's a great fucking beer. I love that beer. I don't know what the terms are swearing for this, but I like that beer. It's like a homemade beer, that is pretty good.
So next on the list, we have the 68 Hefeweiss. It's a German Hefeweiss, which is wheat. It's a wheat beer. It's hoppy, and it's 5.24%.
Is that this one? 68 Hefeweiss.
Hefeweiss.
Nationalitätsbraten.
Those words.
Mein Führer. Cheers again, all around. Cheers.
Oh, I can smell it being hoppy.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Ooh.
Not bad, not bad.
Not bad at all.
That's more like it.
See, I've already tried the Blood Fist, and that's my favorite. That's why we're drinking that one last.
Oh, yeah! No, but seriously, this is a good beer. I like Dal's, but, you know, this is a good beer.
What the... What are you saying?
Are those good words?
Beer. Yeah, this is like English being spoken.
How much did you drink before you came?
Oh, about 12 shots of fucking Jaeger.
Oh, language, sir.
Language. I asked you what the terms are for, like, swearing.
Cock
whatnot.
Beer?
Cock beer.
So we've already had cock reference and beer reference, so, you know.
Good to go.
Whatever.
It's a podcast now.
It's good.
Yeah, it is.
It's good. It's good. It's good.
It's good.
The problem is, for tasting, I think you're supposed to pour a little bit, and I poured
a lot of it.
A third of a bottle in all of our glasses.
Jesus.
So we all drink a full beer by the time we're done.
I like your measurements. What are you doing?
Are you trying to catch the hand?
Before it catches you.
Bing.
Bing.
That's a cool picture.
Oh, that is, where's the info thing?
Oh, we're looking at Xbox Live dashboard.
Isn't there like a picture info?
No, Bill. I think you're thinking way too much into it.
I think
there's clouds. Bill's amazed by clouds.
What is it? Lightning.
Oh, it's Cape Canaveral.
Oh, there you go, Florida.
America. All right, so let's finish this down and get to the...
No, see, beer tasting, you gotta
get
taste
to the blood fist,
dude. You don't slam beers.
I'm excited. Have you not seen my beer? I'm excited for the blood fist, because you wanna know why? Why? It sounds fucking brutal. Yeah. Get some. Don't you fucking judge me.
I do cocaine! Yeah!
I'd add on that, but... Yeah. Cheers.
See, my problem is I don't know what I could compare this to, beer-wise. Okay.
Edit
here. I'm not going to edit it. Yeah, so my mom just called down to me because I'm sad and live with my parents.
Live with parents!
Nobody here else lives with their parents except for all of us.
Nope.
Only one of us could afford to not live with our parents, though.
Whatever.
Me. Not you. Not yet.
Yeah, I can.
So what?
I'm moving to Georgia.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
You don't need money to live down there.
Yeah, Bill's gonna
live with us. Been considering it, I'm not gonna lie. My garbage man skills, move down there, show them how it's fucking done.
Give me your toe.
That's my big toe, buddy. Oh, Jesus!
Yeah, but in Georgia, you're going to have to deal with different garbage. You know that, right?
You mean like
people.
No, he deals with them here.
I've dealt with a body before, buddy. It's nothing new.
You deal with bodies.
You guys all hear that? He's a murderer.
Not a murderer.
He said it.
He's just a body disposal unit.
Please. If it's garbage, just going. We're going to charge you extras.
So, this one time, we slammed that beer because it's there.
Yeah, it's mine. Ours are already gone. I don't know what the fuck you're waiting on. No, Bill, I can't slam a beer.
Yes, you are, Bill, and you can't slam a beer.
I'm Dozer. The fuck? Use your water droplets. Hey, Bill, ain't no one got time for that. Ain't no one got time for that, man.
Such a dirty whore.
Keep your water droplets out my goddamn microphone.
Alright, so the third and final beer is Bloodfist, a German Hefeweizen with blood oranges. It's 5.11%.
What's up with that with all these German beers, dude?
They're probably easier
cheers,
to make.
All around,
it
cheers.
It tastes like orange.
I love orange. My favorite color.
Blood oranges are my favorite kind of orange, so.
Ooh. I don't know the difference.
That's smooth.
I didn't work at Jewel.
I did, and they were my favorite. It's very citrusy.
Yeah.
Smooth, dude.
Tastes like Citroen.
The fuck did you just call me?
Did you have a stroke?
Was it like midway like Citroen?
Citroen!
That's what happened. He pooped his pants.
Love it,
booty.
I really
did it by myself, guys.
After tasting the other ones, this one was my favorite.
That is
pretty good.
It's my fave. Out of the three.
Well, thank you, Doll, for the beer.
Thanks, Doll.
And Jason.
doll. Both dolls.
Yep.
Both dolls.
Aaron and Jason doll.
I can't wait to try the IPA.
Yeah. Next podcast, we're doing the IPA. For show.
For show. We're going to get that for show.
Man, we're about to put my joint up in this motherfucking show, man. Just say word. Just say word.
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 Word exactly. To your mother.
Word to your mother.
Word to your mother, sir. I hate to disrespect your family, but, you know, with your offspring being the way that they are, word to your mother, sir.
Excuse me, down in the ghetto where I live, deal with things like that.
I don't even know what the ghetto is. It might be a ghetto meadow where, like, they frolic. Shah, whatever. So let's keep going. I'm done embarrassing myself. Let's keep going.
Alright.
Got enough Jaeger in my system to take down the entire Nazi brigade.
So we watched some movie trailers, like, 10 minutes ago. Because I forced you guys. The World's End looks funny. The world.
Here we go.
They're dancing.
Copyright 2010.
I don't think if you say copyright, that copyrights something.
Copyright my cock. I don't know. Shit.
Copyrighted.
Cock.
That's not legal or binding.
So
how about Meet the Millers? Jennifer
Aniston. Oh, God. Jennifer Aniston, as old as she is, she's still gorgeous. No,
I'm in love with the stripper.
I'm in love with the stripper. No, seriously, like, to this day, Jennifer Aniston is still gorgeous.
Well, yeah.
I don't care. Shake your head as much as you want. She's still gorgeous.
She's still at all.
No, she hasn't. Thank you, Hollywood, for plastic surgery, but seriously.
I don't think she's had. Probably facelifts.
Probably facelifts up the
Botox.
Oh my goodness.
But
does this cost money?
Yeah.
Keep going, Johnny. I'm following.
Message.
Mail.
But I first heard about that movie and I was like, "Oh, it's stupid." Then as soon as I saw the trailer, I had the same reaction you guys did, where I was just like, "Oh my god, this is perfect."
Well, the new kid out of left field is fucking hysterical.
Yeah, the young kid in that trailer looks hilarious.
Turn your phone off. Yeah, come from you. No, off. Seriously, like, with the spider bite from the trailer and everything, seriously. And they showed a dick in the trailer, which kind of...
It was the Red Band
trailer. Raised the bar.
It was the Red Band trailer. And why are you so concerned about seeing dicks?
He liked it.
Dude, I want the cock and balls, brother. Especially when a spider bites it.
Cock and balls.
When a spider bites it, inflation.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
It does look good.
It's good. It's good. It's good.
It's all right. What about Man of Steel?
Man of Steel's all right until he farted. I told you I'd bring that up when he farted in the interrogation room.
He sit there, he's like, they're like, "Oh, we should call you Super..." And then he's like... Excuse me. Sorry. And then winks.
I find it funny how Superman, I guess, is now affiliated with the fart.
Yeah.
I wonder if he...
No, what I'm excited about, which like I already got, tsunami. Which you should get. Injustice.
Yeah, I really need to play that.
Yeah, dude, seriously. I give the highest respect.
But here's the thing. I don't have money.
Regardless,
I'd rather play Worms.
Bucks now, I guarantee you.
I was going to suggest we play Worms, but you guys are going to the bar.
Love Worms.
Because I love Worms. It's get such a some.
Fun game. No, seriously, Injustice, you can probably get used for like $30 now.
No, it's still...
No shit.
Yeah.
Awesome game, though. I highly recommend it.
The next game that I want to buy is Sonic and the old Sega game collection.
Yeah.
Because it's got all Xbox, the old Sega Genesis Connect games for Xbox.
Yep.
It's only $20.
No, it's also good. They got Golden Axe and Streets of Rage on there, too. Then there's Joel texting all over again. Are we getting the pizza or not? What's up with my pizza?
We've already discussed this.
I'm going to Taco Bell then, fuck it.
I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Here we go.
Oh.
Down snip. Yo, get off my leg, brother. Come on now. You good? Jesus.
You're lucky I can't turn down your mic.
I wish there was a camera. Because every time that happens, it's just dances.
I was going to pull out my camera, but I don't know if it's charged.
Yo, little GoPro.
You know what, guys? Tonight,
it's not charged.
Forget about chicks. I just want to dance.
I danced once.
Dance, man.
Just I just did.
It. Do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
As
next,
you were, Johnny.
Next time I'll have video going.
Johnny, as you were?
What?
As you were.
What are you talking about?
Justice.
Yeah, nobody really cares.
Done.
Watch Dogs. That looks awesome. Because you get to be in Chicago.
That?
Oh, yeah, that
one. Oh, for sure. For sure. I've been waiting for a Chicago game for so long, dude.
Things.
It's such a big city.
Yeah, that's... It's actually, to me, it's more for the Chicago thing than the control thing. But the control thing is cool because I play a lot of Grand Theft Auto.
I just keep watching this trailer.
Johnny, I don't know what you're doing.
There was some feedback and I was fixing it.
Fix your feedback.
I'll feedback your fix.
You guys don't make any sense.
Exactly.
My friends.
Drunken podcast.
This is a terrible idea to do drunk.
But also great.
Do drunk? What? Do drunk?
Let's get drunk.
I'm already there, trust me.
Dude, ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody
ten
got time for
that. Off my Jaeger, brother. Good to go.
But yeah, I've been waiting for a game that takes place in Chicago that you can go anywhere, because that, to me, is probably the coolest thing.
Oh, dude, well, you know, once you got so much respect for your city, because you've been there so many times...
Yeah.
You know it. I mean, like, Chicago is a great city. I'm not going to lie. I work there every day. Chicago is a fucking awesome city. It deserves a fucking game.
Yeah, and now it's getting a game, so now I can explore the city from the privacy of my own basement.
Exactly.
I actually have to go.
How lazy do you have to be? I love it.
I hate the city.
Go fuck yourself, Bill.
Well, you belong in the country in Georgia, so we're going to ship you there.
My name's Bill. I love the country, Georgia. So fuck you, Bill.
Everybody, he's just upset I'm leaving him. Now we can't get an apartment together.
Yeah, and then my engine blew out, so now I can't get a Challenger either, so I guess I'm kind of fucking stuck in the middle.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Stop buying old cars.
Yeah. I love the 85. It's my favorite body style.
Yeah, you bought a crappy car.
You said that about me.
Good body.
Babe.
Do you guys need me to get the video camera out to record you making out some?
No, it's not about to get that serious.
I don't want to do it on film yet.
Play that.
Okay, then just make out on audio.
Raspberries!
If you saw what I saw...
No, but seriously, my Trans Am shit out of me, but it's my second favorite car. I love the 69 GTO Judge. Second favorite car is the 85 Trans Am through, I don't know, 87.
Well, yeah, but if you're gonna take the time to get a car like that, don't drive it around if it's not finished.
No, it was finished. When I bought it, it wouldn't even start. It was finished, but I was going 70 miles an hour for a straight 2 hours in a car that's almost 30 years old.
It wasn't finished if it broke doing that.
Well, I'm rebuilding it.
Why'd you have to say it like that, dude? This is the same year as I am.
Well, get ready to be broke. Get ready to be broke,
Phil.
I am broke.
That was a fucking vision. No.
My body hurts.
My body hurt, Captain. I'm ready to go home. No, in all seriousness, rebuilding the Trans Am. Firebird's getting new floor pans by about 3 weeks. So...
See, to me, I had my own Camaro, which wasn't even that old, and I didn't buy it because it was a classic or anything, because it clearly was not a classic car.
I have a story for you.
But old sports cars, terrible, terrible idea. Unless it's a reconditioned one already, there's no point spending the money, because you're just going to be dropping tons of money you don't have into it all the time.
Well, the shit of it is when people get them, this wasn't broken in yet, and they try to break it in. Am I wrong? You know what I mean?
It's true. First day I had my Camaro, we took it out to the back fields and did burnouts for a half hour and
Right, it's probably already broken in, but you're first fucking shit up.
I tried to see. Yeah, let's see how fast it can go. It got up to 100.
I had actually had a dream. Seriously, I had a dream. Sucked. It was me and you talking. You saw your Camaro.
Like, you went faster than that.
You go, dude.
I
know. Dude. You go, dude, you're the 305 5.0? And we were talking in my dream. I go,
so,
yeah.
So, talk about cars.
Okay, first off, I would never talk about, like, what you just said. I don't know.
Right. Okay, well, shut the fuck up. Oh, dude, I'll... Trimmy, your engine, I'll give you my engine. I go, dude, you got 350 in there.
I need a beer.
I'll get one. Well, it's going to be a long conversation.
No.
Talk to you. But anyways, like, we were going back and forth, like, dude, you do realize your engine's faster.
Bill's a little bitch.
Oh, dude, you got
a
classic engine.
Talking.
And then I woke up.
Nonstop.
It's like, Dawg's got 350 in that bitch! It's all excited. Well, moral of the story is, I got excited for nothing.
Yeah, because it was
too.
A dream.
I'll
that would
talk
never
about
happen.
Cars all day.
Fuck yourself. Hey, Bill. How long can. Wait, first off,
see,
Johnny.
These wireless mics are a great idea.
Johnny,
great
how far can this go? Johnny, how far can this go?
I have no idea. I don't want to test
it.
Oh, God. It's going to get all staticky and shit. Thanks, Bill.
I feel bad if I don't.
Founder's Dirty Bastard. I have heard. I've never actually had this.
This is all I drank over at Mickey O'Neill's. The once was Mickey O'Neill's.
Really?
Yeah.
We were going to have our podcast there. I got approval from Deuce, and then they shut down like a month later.
Yeah.
Whee!
Is he really talking?
He's
so,
going, whee!
This guy just talks way too much.
Whee!
About shit nobody cares about.
Yeah. Oh, that is the
you
sound I did
me.
Not want to hear.
You
right.
That's awesome, kid.
Oh, come on, Bill. Oh, that is loud.
Stole his lighter.
Oh, he's still going? Jesus. So.
It's been a while since I've had that.
Oh, I got a pee too. But I can't go anywhere. I'm wired in. Oh, I moved to like 2 tons of dirt today because apparently we got 2.5 tons of dirt.
Nice.
So that was mind-blowing.
All by myself.
That sucks.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it'd be.
I sat around and did nothing until I went to the bar, and now I'm here.
You didn't see my Facebook post asking if anybody wanted to help me move dirt?
No.
No.
I really did not. I was at work.
Well, the helping would have been boring because it would have just been. It would have just required you to sit there and drink beer. I know that's hard for you.
Did you hear all
that?
That
was very hard.
You like that?
No, I didn't. At all. That
he
was terrible.
You off.
Turn back on so I can talk. Douche.
I can't actually turn you down.
Oh, you loved every moment of it then.
For some reason, it won't let me turn you guys down.
Is that a bad thing?
No. Like, I can control it from your little things.
Little thing? Whoa. What are you, blind?
Your little thing and your big thing. And,
it's not that little. It's acceptable.
If you have to say it's not that little, it's little.
Well, I've never gotten a complaint. I have stories, sir. Not for your podcast.
You don't
want to
hear this
I don't.
Shit.
Sit your ass down.
Exactly.
Who allows this guy to get drunk?
Everybody. It's awesome when I'm drunk.
Apparently, we wrestled last week.
Yeah. All the pictures you got me and him wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
Where it's a blob of you just guys molding to the ground.
I can honestly say that was the first time I ever blacked out. Because I don't remember any of that.
It's the second time.
Second time?
Georgia.
I didn't black out in Georgia.
Remember the picture that we none of us remember?
Okay, second time. And they're both within, what, 2 months? Or a month? Within
up,
a month.
Up until, yeah. Up until last weekend, the drunkest I had ever seen you was in Georgia.
Yeah.
So we go from the drunkest I've ever seen you about a month and a half ago. Not even, like a month ago, to the drunkest I've ever seen you, where I was literally holding you up as we were trying to get you into the house, and then you fall.
But what did it take me? It took me, like, 12 hours of drinking liquor, and then three ginormous bottles of Sam Adams.
Not to mention a keg soap.
And
bro.
Then a keg, or the mini keg of Newcastle. Newcastle.
See, I didn't realize how much you would drink until I went to go, like, look to see when I was cleaning up after everybody was just, like, whatever. Mm. And all three of those bottles were on the ground. I was like, holy crap.
I killed all three of those bottles.
I only remember you bringing out two.
Nope. All three.
Yep.
Yep.
Probably like a rock star your birthday, get
so
some.
How's that taking a break from drinking thing going?
I'm actually not too bad, man.
Matter of fact,
I haven't drank since last Saturday.
Does anybody want some German liquor?
No.
I'm drinking Scottish beer.
I'm not about to drop names, even though I've done it like four times already, but German liquor?
Nobody cares about that.
Cock beer?
Ain't that's nobody got time for that.
Cock liquor? Ain't nobody got time for what, Bill? Best podcast ever.
This is the best podcast
you're
ever.
Welcome.
I don't know about that, but it was pretty good.
You're not welcome.
But yeah, those pictures from last week were great.
Dude, my fire breathing, it was mediocre, but your pictures, it actually made it look somewhat triumphant.
Yeah, I try.
Well played, sir.
I had good video on my other phone.
Pompous dick.
I had good video of it on my other phone, but now that I got a new phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all you hear in the background.
See, next time I take a picture of you fire breathing, I want to have you hold something up and we should.
I want to do that. We have nothing to do with it. I want to have kerosene on a fucking, like, rag on a post.
Kerosene
burns.
So does diesel fuel.
What can you do diesel? When do you get fucking diesel?
The gas station?
Well, yeah, how much diesel do you need? Do you have anything that runs with diesel in your house?
No.
So the gas station puts 25 cents in the tank. Or 25 cents in the pose. Do it at the gas station. That'd be a good fire show. I'd rather go out than anything
why
else.
Why are you punching shit?
Hold on.
Your mother.
There you go. Words of your mother. Words of your mother. Words of your mother.
But I'm going to pop. Here we go, Jaeger. I'm sorry, I mean German liqueur.
And the last thing I want to talk about. Call of Duty.
Last thing.
Well, you know, I had a set things, specific things I wanted to talk about.
Well, I got it pre-ordered. Oh, here's another last thing to talk about.
We could talk about this for a second.
Yes, sir.
Blackhawks win again.
Oh, again.
They barely won last week.
Which, I'm happy they won last week because it was the last time we're going to be able to face the Red Wings until the next Stanley Cup because they're switching divisions, so it put a nice end to the fucking rivalry.
You make it sound like nobody else in the world knows that.
Well, no one else in the world
knows
that.
Johnny doesn't, but he doesn't care about sports.
I didn't know that.
Seriously. The Red Wings and the Hawks have a rivalry, but with the last game that was played, put an end to it in a good way with the Blackhawks. Like, seriously.
It's always been good with the Blackhawks.
Not at all, because when I was 5 years old, the Red Wings beat the shit out of the Blackhawks, which was depressing.
Yeah, when I was younger, I lived in Michigan and Ohio, like right on the border. The Red Wings were such a big deal in those areas.
Oh yeah,
everybody loved the friggin'
I believe
Red
it.
Wings.
The Red Wings are they are and always were a good team.
They were a great team for sure.
You know why? Russians.
Russians.
Zetisberg. Is that
we got Canadians, they got Russians.
Well, you know what, matter of fact, the whole thing is...
We had a black guy.
This isn't football.
Jesus, it's racist, and I love every moment of it.
How is it? No.
Because sports racism.
How?
It's not.
What kind of people play basketball, guys?
White people.
Athletic guys.
Go be a cocksucker.
Selfish pricks?
All right, well, I guess I'm done with this conversation real quick.
You know what? That's true. You know, back in the 90s, basketball players were team.
Larry Bird. 90s and before.
It wasn't about the player. It was about the team.
Yep.
Now it's, like, so much about one player.
Yeah, Derek fucking Rose, who won't get off the fucking bench.
That actually is what I'm talking about specifically, because I was watching the news.
They made the playoffs without him.
They won.
Thank God. High five with
him. They won with him. It was without them, they did good.
It was
shit. Okay, all around. Fuck Derrick Rose.
To get into the playoffs.
The Bulls. The Hawks. Play it again.
Savage.
It's too far. Sorry, go on.
But what I was talking about was I was watching the news, and basically the guy, the sportscaster was like, and that goes to show you that Hart beats out talent any day of the week because Derrick Rose was on the bench. I was like, wait. Clearly they have talent. They just beat the other team. It had nothing to do with Hart. It had to do with talent.
Exactly.
They have talent, but they're missing their star.
I think it was against the Heat.
No, because even Derrick Rose, he actually got a message from his doctor saying you can play now. You can physically play now. Sure, he should be on top of his game with his injury, but if your doctor... team needs you.
Yeah, no, but that's the thing. Why would you take a chance for a couple games when
you
have your whole career ahead?
That's all you got left in the year.
I mean, if I tore an ACL or MCL or whatever the fuck it was in his knee got fucked up, all right? If I fucked up my knee, I would take a year off too, man. I would not want to jeopardize my freaking career over one season. He's still young. He's younger than me.
When an official tells you, like, you're good to go, it doesn't mean shit. Doctors don't mean... They don't know nothing, man. That's why they practice medicine. They practice.
Well, get your ass loaded with a bunch of fucking Norcos and get in the fucking...
I can't wait till you have to go to the hospital.
Dude, I'm not even gonna go. I'll just die. It's all good. I'm good to go. I've broken how many fingers and I'm just like, they'll heal. Didn't do shit about it. I practiced too.
No. You know,
like, hey, practice this.
You know what you did do? You bitched about it.
Well,
constantly.
Yeah, no shit, because it hurt. And I kept hitting stuff. I still played football with broken thumbs, trying to block guys.
Because you really need your thumbs to block somebody.
Yeah, you do. And especially when you're the center and you got to snap the ball.
Especially when you're giving someone a titty twister.
Yeah.
That's a mic. Your titty twister mic. Truth be told. I got a mic in my tit.
you actually connected it to your tit?
Dude, like, it's what would you call it? A live wire.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Tit.
Dude, it's on there.
That made it nice and hard.
Probably hear my milk starting to pump and lactate a little bit.
What?
Exactly.
So anyway. How was the pizza? Win game one.
It's
nice.
Kings. It's Kings.
Very nice.
They've got the Kings, and then they got one other team, which is the...
Maybe Boston or
they got the Kings, and then it's the Cup.
Yeah, the Cup.
So they still got...
Who could they potentially play? Who's on the other side?
I think it'll be Boston, but it'll be a hard game. I want to see the Pens in there, but I think it'll be Boston for sure.
Boston's a way better team.
Yep.
I'd rather see them play the Penguins, but...
I've always heard that the Penguins are big and...
Oh, it's gonna be a good Pens are awesome. Too. The Pens are awesome, but I think Boston will definitely triumph over the Pens.
The Final Four won the Stanley Cup the last 4 years.
Yep.
So
it's a solid game. It's a solid
interesting
game.
End of the playoffs.
Yeah, that is kind of interesting to have all four of the last 4 years.
Yep.
And the Kings won it last year, so... We got a rough couple games ahead of
us.
We got lucky today.
Jonathan Quick's a bad motherfucker on the goalie, dude. And the goalie's a bad motherfucker.
Sports.
Yeah, you guys will probably never hear this again, ever sports talk, unless I'm here. I'll force it upon us.
Well, even the last one, you guys sat there talking about sports while everybody else is just rambling about other crap.
Yeah, crap. Fuck. Anyway, we're done with sports. Let's go to Call of Duty. I like nerdy stuff.
New Call of Duty.
New Call of Duty is coming out.
Call of Duty Ghost. Not gonna get it.
No. I already got it pre-ordered. Not gonna lie.
I'm not gonna get it. Like I didn't get the other ones, and then ended up getting them after everybody's just like, "We're playing. Let's play, man." And I'm like, "Fine."
Well, I'm just getting sick of the whole, futuristic.
Yeah.
You know, just make it a normal game, like. They were fun before. Why can't you just
World at War?
Or do it with different maps or something.
World at War is
good. Go back, like we were talking about Civil War, dude. That would be crazy.
See, I suggested that one time to somebody, and they're like, "That's stupid." I'm like, "No, that'd be cool because
that'd be awesome.
You follow the storyline of somebody
Red
else
Jack is against the Union,
back in and then, you know, other things.
You gotta do other things. It's like they're just trying to one up it by like adding, oh, you could be invisible in this game.
No, that's bullshit. Ooh, go to Halo, sweet. Pussy. Go
see, I'm tired of the invisibility crap.
That's what I'm saying. Go to Halo, you little bitch.
Shut your mouth.
Invisible.
I love Halo.
Yeah, I hate
the new Halo was great. Right, I want to see what is it, Bungie, their new game.
Yeah.
That looks good. Oh, God.
Huh. I forgot what
so
it's
I
called.
Like sports games.
I got NHL 13.
Not yet, but I want to.
Bro.
I discovered a new game that's not sports or first-person shooter. It's a game Portal. Where you create...
Portal.
I do love Portal.
I know.
It's right there.
Minecraft?
I do love Minecraft, too.
Minecraft, there you go.
Minecraft is amazing. I'm building a castle. My throne room kind of resembles Game
God,
of Thrones.
Oh, Johnny, awesome.
Which,
you know,
sounds
good,
Game
dude.
Of Thrones.
Game of Thrones!
Game of Thrones!
All at the same time. Love it. All at the same time.
I love that
we
show.
We just all get each other.
That's a very excellent show.
I need to get you season show. 2, though.
Yes.
I get season 1
I'll work
somehow.
On it. I'll work on
where
it.
Where it'll play on my Xbox.
I'll work on
right?
it.
Right?
So, yeah. I think now's a good time to wrap up with the podcasting.
I don't know, I'm having fun.
I'm having fun, too. All right,
why not?
Going.
Why not?
Keep it going.
Yeah. We still got
beers. Hey, Bill. How's life going for you, brother?
Life's going, man. Working my ass off. Making some money so I can go to Georgia and do what I want.
We're going
to
keep going. I'm going to be pissed.
Took me this long to be happy for you. Hate to see you go, but let you do what you want to do.
You really want to make out with me, don't you?
Dude, I see those lips. Seriously, they're tender. They're succulent. I kiss you for the lip. But, no. You know what? I respect your boundaries. Seriously, though. Why don't you be happy, brother?
I'm always happy. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well.
Is that all you got?
Seriously, well. The rest of your life ahead of you, you might as well be happy with what you're doing. With what you're doing. I'm drunk. Holy shit.
I can tell, because you're getting a little emotional here.
True story,
trying
dude.
Trying to make out with me, and...
I felt your leg only 3 times.
Thank God you're back.
Bill, stop touching Bill.
Oh! Fumble! Recover!
Johnny, stop being drunk.
Safety.
I'm wasted.
Right,
so, talking about wasted, you enjoy the Drunk Time Traveler?
I watched it.
I did not see it.
I watched it. It was pretty cool. What
you
I was
showed
telling
me a little
before,
piece of it, and that's yeah. it.
It's gonna get better.
I didn't have sound or
anything. What I'm excited for is the hit series.
Yeah, that's in the works. It's gonna take a little bit of time to get some stuff written. I talked to Josh about it, like,
so...
A week ago?
What about Escape? Escape.
Escape?
Are we going to finish that shit or not?
Once he finishes this new script, we're going to reshoot everything.
We're in the spring right now, dude. Let's go before the fucking trees start blooming.
I want to shoot in the fall.
You want to wait until the fall?
Be here in the fall.
We'll be shooting Georgia.
I'm not going to...
Yes!
Fall. No, I'm not going to fucking Georgia to finish this shit.
But then we can wrestle alligators.
No, I get a week off in December.
And you're going to go to Georgia to visit your best friend.
Why do you have me feel guilty?
Done.
Well, done!
Love you guys. Love you!
Fire shit.